Let me ask you something, and don't answer too quickly, because the first answer is usually wrong. What if one small thing about your world changed tomorrow? What if nobody needed sleep? What if money disappeared? What if you could read minds? What if Earth suddenly had two moons? Sounds ridiculous, right? That's what I thought too, until I started thinking about it. And that's the problem. Once you start asking what if, it's really hard to stop, because every impossible question hides something interesting. Sometimes it's science, sometimes it's history, sometimes it's psychology, and sometimes it tells us something unexpected about ourselves. I'm Koishan Blake, and this is If Question, the podcast where every episode begins with one simple question and follows it wherever it leads. Okay, let's do something dangerous. Let's think about money. I know, not exactly the most exciting way to start an episode. But trust me, by the end of this, you might look at your bank account very differently. Actually, let's make this more interesting. Imagine it's tomorrow morning, 7:14 a.m. Your alarm goes off. You hit snooze, like a responsible adult. Which means you hit snooze three more times. Eventually, you grab your phone, still half asleep, still trying to remember what day it is. Then you notice something strange. A notification from your banking app. That's weird. Banks don't usually text me this early. So you open it, and the message says, "Your balance is no longer valid." What? You blink. Read it again. Still weird. So you refresh the app. Nothing. Refresh again. Nothing. Then you check social media, and that's when your stomach drops. Because everybody is talking about the same thing. Their money is gone too. Not stolen, not frozen, worthless. And honestly, the first thing I realized when I imagined this wasn't profound at all. It was breakfast. Seriously, breakfast. Because suddenly, I had a very important question. How exactly am I supposed to buy food? And that's when it hit me. Money is weird. Like, really weird. Think about it. Most of us spend our entire lives chasing it, working for it, saving it, worrying about it, arguing about it. But when you really stop and think about it, money is basically a shared hallucination. Okay, wait, that sounded crazier than I intended. Let me explain. A $20 bill is just paper. The number in your bank account is just data. Neither one can feed you. Neither one can build a house. Neither one can grow crops. They only have value because everybody agrees they have value. And the moment that agreement disappears, everything changes. Now imagine leaving your house. People are standing outside, confused, looking at their phones, talking to neighbors, trying to figure out what's happening. The world hasn't ended. The sun is still shining. Birds are still singing. Cars are still driving. But something invisible has broken. Trust. And once trust starts cracking, things get interesting. Very interesting. Because somewhere right now, there's a billionaire having the worst morning of his life. Imagine spending 30 years building a fortune, only to wake up and discover your net worth is approximately equal to a sandwich. Actually, depending on the sandwich, maybe less. And meanwhile, the farmer growing potatoes, the mechanic fixing trucks, the electrician keeping power running, suddenly they're some of the most important people on Earth. Because when money disappears, real value becomes impossible to ignore. Food matters. Water matters. Skills matter. People matter. Numbers on a screen? Not so much. And honestly, that's the part I can't stop thinking about. Because most of us spend our lives measuring wealth one way, but what if we've been measuring it wrong? What if the richest person in the room isn't the one with the most money? What if it's the person who knows how to grow food, fix machines, build things, help people? See, this is why I shouldn't think about these questions before bed. One minute I'm trying to sleep, the next minute I'm accidentally redesigning civilization. And trust me, we're only getting started. Because the first day is chaotic. The first week is terrifying. But the first month? The first month changes everything. Let's keep going. Because right now, it's only day one. And honestly, day one is mostly confusion. Nobody understands what's happening. Governments don't understand, banks don't understand, experts don't understand, which is slightly concerning, because normally when something goes wrong, there's at least one person on television pretending they know what's happening. But not today. Today, everybody is equally confused. And somehow, that might be the scariest part. Now imagine it's lunchtime. You walk into a grocery store. The shelves are still full, the lights are still on, everything looks normal. But nobody is buying anything. People are standing around holding baskets, looking at products, looking at each other, and suddenly a strange question appears. What is this actually worth? Not the price. The value. Because those are not the same thing. A bottle of water might have cost $2 yesterday, but today? Who knows? Maybe it's worth a loaf of bread. Maybe it's worth a battery. Maybe it's worth nothing. And that's when society starts doing something fascinating. It starts improvising. Human beings are basically professional improvisers. We just don't realize it. Give us a problem, and within 24 hours, somebody is already inventing a solution. Usually three terrible solutions first, then eventually a good one. And that's exactly what would happen here. People would start trading. Food for fuel. Tools for supplies. Skills for resources. Suddenly, your profession becomes very important. Imagine being a plumber. Yesterday, you were fixing sinks. Today, you're basically a superhero because everybody needs water. And suddenly, practical skills become the new currency. Actually, wait. That's interesting. Money disappearing wouldn't erase value. It would reveal value. Wow. Okay. That sentence just changed my entire perspective. Because we've spent so long measuring worth through money that we've forgotten something obvious. The world runs on people. Not numbers. People. The farmer matters. The mechanic matters. The nurse matters. The truck driver matters. Without them, the whole system falls apart. And maybe, just maybe, money becoming worthless would force everybody to remember that. Now let's jump forward 1 week. Because the first week? The first week is where things become really weird. At first, people are trying to save the old system. Governments announce emergency meetings. Banks create temporary plans. Economists appear everywhere. And suddenly, everybody on the internet becomes an economic expert. You know that's true. The same person who was reviewing pizza yesterday is now explaining global finance. Human beings are incredible. Absolutely incredible. But eventually, reality wins. The old system isn't coming back. And now people have a choice. Panic or adapt. And history suggests something very encouraging. Human beings are surprisingly good at adapting. Not immediately. We're usually dramatic first, then adaptable. Very important difference. And over the next few weeks, new systems begin appearing. Local communities start organizing. Neighborhoods start sharing resources. People start helping each other. And here's something I find fascinating. In every disaster, you see the same thing. Most people expect selfishness. But more often than not, they find cooperation. That's one of the best things about humanity. It doesn't always make the headlines, but it's there. When things get difficult, people help people. And honestly, that's probably what saves civilization. Not technology, not governments, not billionaires. Communities. Regular, ordinary people working together. And maybe that's the biggest surprise hidden inside this question. Because when I first imagined money becoming worthless, I imagined chaos, Mad Max, burning cities, complete collapse. Instead, the more I think about it, the more I imagine something else. A giant reminder. A reminder that money was never the destination. It was just the tool. The real goal was always people. Helping people. Building things. Creating value. Improving lives. Money simply made that easier. And if the tool disappeared, human beings would eventually build another one. Because that's what we've always done. For thousands of years. Different currencies, different systems, different economies. Same species, same creativity, same stubborn determination to keep moving forward. Honestly, that's kind of beautiful. And maybe that's the answer. What if money became worthless tomorrow? It would be terrifying, confusing, chaotic, stressful. But it wouldn't be the end. Because the real wealth of civilization was never stored in banks. It was stored in people. Their knowledge, their skills, their relationships, their trust. And as long as those things survive, there's always a way back. You know, I started this episode thinking it was about money. Now, I think it's actually about trust. Funny how that happens. You ask one simple question and somehow end up somewhere completely different. Which, honestly, is kind of the entire point of this podcast. I'm Koishan Blake, and this is If Question. And next time, we're asking another dangerous question. What if nobody needed sleep? I'll see you then.